You say, I feel bad that I did kach v'kach rachet. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa vidui. Al pi pashtus, b'fi roi v'rishonim, this mitzvah has no shaychus to tshuva. It's not written here, the parasha of tshuva is in itzavim, the end of dvarim. This is a separate mitzvah, nasa. It's not shy, it's shaykh all year round. It's a mitzvah, say, d'oraisa vidui dvarim. Of b'peh, it doesn't help thinking, you're not yotze b'lev. Of b'peh verbally saying, a person did a chet, he verbally says, I am a scharet, I feel bad, I did that avera. That is the mitzvah, vidui dvarim. All the rishonim bring, it has to be b'peh, the chinuch brings in a shin, mitzvah, shin samach dalet, the rambam says, it has to be done b'peh. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa called vidui. Person's walking the street, and he could be spacing out, or he could do a mitzvah d'oraisa. He can be shopping and shopping. He says, I feel badly I did such a chet. Specify, say what you did. Mitzvah d'oraisa. He shook, it's like shaking a lulav, blowing the shofar. Mitzvah d'oraisa, mitzvah says, Mekayim, Visvadat Chatasim, is Yaitse Paskinasa.
Just say you feel bad.
Yeah. Al Pip Shutai, there's a totally separate mitzvah, Parshas Nasav Tshuva. In Parshas Nitzavim. In Parshas Nitzavim, it says, to return to Hashem. And that's a separate mitzvah called tshuva. That mitzvah is an internal mitzvah. That mitzvah is internally feeling bad about your avodah. It has nothing to do with external. Bipshutai, tshuva has separate, you could do tshuva without vidui. That mitzvah of tshuva, how do you do? You feel bad internally about your avodah. You didn't say a word. You weren't mekayim the mitzvah vidui. You did tshuva. You felt so terrible about that avodah you did. You just feel real badly. So you yaitze tshuva. Excellent. It doesn't make a word of mention in the tzavim about saying vidui. It's tshuva. What are the requirements of tshuva? Tshuva is you feel badly. It did in your heart. You don't express a word. Besides that, the situation comes to your hands and you're not over. That's tshuva. And there are a set of requirements for tshuva. The internal commitment, I won't do it again. That's the requirement. That's tshuva. In parashas nitzavim. A separate mitzvah, most Rishonim learn, is vidui. Separate mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to be mitzvah. But Pashas, I could do tshuva without vidui. I did tshuva. I committed internally enough to do it again. The situation came to my hand. I wasn't over. Mamish did a tshuva shleim. I didn't do vidui. Why? Because I didn't express it. B'peh. I didn't do vidui dvarim. The pshuta, I could do vidui dvarim without tshuva. I can express I was mischaret, but it's not tshuva. The situation didn't come to my hand and I wasn't over. It's not a tshuva shleim at least. It's vidui. There's vidui in tshuva, but Pashas never the twain shall meet 2 7 mitzvahs, the pshuta. Until the Rambam comes along. The Makar of the Rambam is not for this year. But the Rambam comes along, and all this is just to get to the point I want to make. The Rambam comes along, and the Rambam says that a person cannot do tshuva without vidui. The Makar of the Rambam, Sarachin, there are two different parashas, but the Rambam has the following reason, a chiddush. Zok the Rambam, Kol mitzvah shebetayra, bein asei bein loisasei. Every mitzvah Torah, whether it's a positive mitzvah, an asei or a loisasei, im over adam alachas man. If a person was over it, bein bezadin bein b'shkaga, bezadin b'shagig, kishayase tshuva. When he does tshuva, the yashu mechatoi, and he returns mesin chayiv usvados. When you do tshuva, you chayiv to do vidui. The Rabban says the mitzvah tshuva is the basic mitzvah tshuva is to do vidui. When he says, when you do tshuva, kishe yaseh tshuva, v'yashem echetoy chayiv l'svados. It's a big shail amongst the achrayim, where the Rambam got this from. But the Rambam says, the basic chayiv of tshuva is to do vidui. And there is no tshuva without vidui. The Rambam holds, there is no tshuva, chayiv l'svados. And then he explains what the vidui is. You have to say, oimer, it cannot be thought. One has to say it. And he goes on to speak about vidui. He goes on the Vayitra Allah, he says, Mamish Klar, that without vidui, there is no tshuva. There has to be vidui. That's what the Rambam holds. So where the Rambam got this from, that's for us, we have to work on, Sarachim. But that's the chiddush of the Rambam. That in order to have tshuva, one has to, it's not enough to think it and to feel badly. It's not enough to never do it again. It's not enough to come in the same situation. Not be yavid, you don't want to tshuva. Tshuva is expressing verbally, expressing a vidui dvarim. Saying verbally, I feel bad, I did. Oh, you may have to say it, you're not yaitz believe, it's not a partial, you're wearing yaitz a little bit, you're wearing yaitz, there's no tshuva. That's the Rambam. Frek the Minchas Chinuch, the following kash in the Rambam. from a Gemara in Kedushim, we're going to all learn very, very shortly, second Seder, that Mem Tes, Mamish coming up, this coming week should be a Nomad. It says in that Mem Tes, if a man walks up to a lady, says, Haryam Kudeshesli, Al Tanayim Metzadik Gomer. He says to a lady, you're married to me on the condition I'm a Tzadik Gomer. If I'm not a Tzadik, Kedushim's not Chal. If I'm a Tzadik, Kedushim's Chal. She doesn't know him, they met maybe once, and he wants to marry her already. She says, I'm nervous, maybe you're a bad guy. So listen up, I'll tell you, we'll put it in the Kedushin. Haryam Kadesh is only on Tanayim Metzadik Gomer. If I'm a Russia, the Kedushin's annulled, you don't need to get nothing, you're on. You go where you want. She accepts the Kedushin. He then drops dead the next second. He has a heart attack and dies. This man was a Welts Russia. We saw him yesterday, the day before, the day before. He was a robber. Every Aveir under the sun. Didn't eat kosher, nothing. Wasn't Shomer Shabbos, nothing. He was a Welts Russia. And he said, Aryam Kudeshli al Tanayim at Sadek Gomer. The Aloch is Zotting Marin Kedushin of Nem Tes. It's a Sufik Kedushin. What's enough to mean he's dead anyway? He falls to Ibn Yatnu Chalitza. Yatnu Chalitza! Maybe it's a Kedushin! Why? He was a Welts Russian. He said out tonight, Mitzadik. Zot the Gemara Shemer here a true believer. You don't know what he was thinking. Maybe he was a Russian mamish till the moment he gave the Kedushin. But you don't know what was in his heart. You don't know. Maybe believe why he was here a tshuva. Maybe he had a thought. He chapped the tresel. He got a little nervous at all Zaveris, and he was chayz b'tshuva. So maybe he became a tzaddik. Oy bazai, you don't know. So bazai, it's a savik kedushin, savik. Savik, pasha to savik. Because maybe he did tshuva. Shem or her tshuva believe by. Maybe, perhaps, he can't know. Maybe he thought tshuva. Oy bazai, we can't know he died. We can't ask him. We can't find out. We can't see what he's going to do in the future. He's dead. Oy bazai, savik kedushin. If there's a brother, you have to do chalitza. Can't do yibam, maybe he didn't do tshuva. You can't just marry anybody in the world, maybe he did tshuva. We don't know kedushin's chal, do chalitza. It's a gemara kedushin. Fret the minchas chinuch on the Rambam. Lefi the Rambam, an absolute prerequisite of tshuva is vidui. So what do you mean, shema hira tshuva believe? You're not yaitza tshuva believe. You need to do vidui dvarim. The Rambam says, kishayase tshuva, v'yoshu mechetoi chayiv lesvadois. A prerequisite of tshuva is vidui. So what do you mean, shem behir tshuva beliboy, but he didn't do vidui? He's still a Russia. He has no tshuva. If you learn like those Rishonim, there's a mitzvah tshuva, mitzvah vidui, nothing to do with each other, gevaldig, shem behir tshuva beliboy. He never had a chance to do vidui, okay, he's an oinus. But tshuva, he has. But the Rambam says, kshayase tshuva, v'yoshuv mechatoi, chay mechatoi, chayiv lisvadois, it's a prerequisite of tshuva. Yechayiv in vidui, and there is no tshuva without vidui. So what do you mean, shema hira tshuva b'libai? It's not sufficient. He's a Russia gomer. He felt all bad. Good, maybe he did build, but we never heard him do vidui. He didn't do vidui. He dropped dead, he said, I'm a kudashesli, and the next second he died. So Nebuch, he thought he had all these good thoughts and he just didn't get a chance to do tshuva. So he's not a tzaddik gomer. This is the Eisen Akasha that the Minchas Chinuch asked on the Rambam. The side of the Minchas Chinuch is really, this was all akdama. This is what I want to start speaking about. This teretz the Minchas Chinuch said, I believe, is going to answer many kashas. But I want to, it's going to clarify many things to us. And I believe it's a very fundamental side for our whole Avodas Elul. The answer of the Minchas Chinuch. And the Minchas Chinuch says an amazing parents, amazing chiddush. Zok the Minchas Chinuch as follows, you're right. The man has no tshuva. Lefi the Rambam, this year was here a tshuva. He felt badly in his heart. He has no tshuva. He's going to go to Shemayim. They're going to mourn him for every Aveira. But still he's a tzaddik. Zok the Minchas Chinuch, he's still a tzaddik, Lefi the Rambam. He has no tshuva. He didn't do vidui. So why is he a tzaddik? He's a tzaddik because for that second he decided to act like a tzaddik. A tzaddik means from now on, I'm living like a tzaddik. But I didn't do tshuva, you're right. You could, zok the Minchas Chinuch, it's shayach to be a tzaddik without tshuva. Why is he a tzaddik? Because now he's living like a tzaddik. Shema hira tshuva b'libay. Maybe he felt badly. He wasn't yaitz tshuva. You're right, in Shemayim, they're going to give it to him. Harbei pech, sach pech. He's going to get it very badly in Shemayim. But he's a tzaddik over. When he comes, he's going to be achraz in Shemayim. Here the tzaddik comes. Stand up for the tzaddik. But he has blemishes on his record. He's a tzaddik. Why is he tzaddik? Because at the end he decided to be a tzaddik. Here a tshuva believer. Was he yaitz a tshuva? No. He's going to have to get it for all zaveris. But he's a tzaddik. Why is he a tzaddik? He's a tzaddik because from that moment on, he made a decision to act like a tzaddik. Without you, with all the record that's on his, with all his bad record, he's still a tzaddik. The Velt asked the Kasha. We'll be Mayrach on this point in a minute. The Velt asked the Kasha. Why is Rosh Hashanah before Yom Kippur? Modna Maisa. Rosh Hashanah is the day of judgment. Rosh Hashanah is the day of judgment. The Ksiv is Rosh Hashanah. For a Tzadik Gomer, even the Ksiv is Rosh Hashanah. For a Beinani, the Ksiv is on Yom Kippur. The judgments. So Aseres Yimei Tshuva should have been Niskan, should have been established. The Yom Kippur should have been before Rosh Hashanah. In Rosh Hashanah davening, we don't do a word of Tshuva. There's not a mention of Tshuva in Rosh Hashanah davening. Not a mention of Tshuva. I don't understand, we're coming to the judgment, so I should stand in the whole day of Hashanah doing Tshuva. Aseres Yimei Tshuva should be before Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur should be before Rosh Hashanah. First judge me, then we'll start the new year. First I start, I'm judged. We start a new year. And stop, the year's over, let me do tshuva the whole year. Then I can't start anew until I do tshuva. Hashanah is a new year, Rosh Hashanah, a new year. I have a lot on my record. First let me clean my clean slate, then I'm ready to begin anew. That would be the logical thing. Clean slate, then, okay, give all the tshuva. A load off my back, I have so much on my back. We'll have that mighty Yom Kippur feeling, just... It's all up my back. Then, I'm ready, Rosh Hashanah, I'm ready to greet the new year. I'm ready to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, I'm being Mamlech Hashem. With all my Chatoim, I should go to that coronation. Me? First, let me take a shower. Let me clean up. I'm going to the coronation. Let me look like a mensch first. I'm supposed to show up, Rosh Hashanah, to coronate the Bar Yoyalim. I'm supposed to start a fresh year with all my Chatoim. First, let me have a Yom Kippur. Let me cry and beg Mechila. Let me get rid of all my Chatoim. Then I'll come in front of Hashem. I'm showered, I'm clean, I'm ready. Yes, I'll come in front of Hashem. I'll be Mamluch Hashem. After Hashanah, I'll have that fresh start. What's happening? First, Rosh Hashanah, that a Bachar once told me, he asked, he was learning in Aveni, he had done very serious chatan, very, very serious chatan, very, very serious. He told me a conversation that he had with I think it was the Mashkir, one of the Rebbeim in Aveni. I held very stark what the Rebbe told. He said to the Rebbe, how can I learn Torah in Shtai? I have such a serious Averis in my past. Shreklich Averis. I'm supposed to Shtai, just to sit in front of Hashem, daven and learn. I'm Shreklich Averis. And the Rebbe told him, your job not to tshuva. First be a tzaddik. First be a tzaddik. Yes, be a tzaddik. From now on, be a tzaddik. Sur me rav from now on. From now on, don't do the averis from now on. From now on, be a tzaddik. Shrach mishrat the past. From now on, be a tzaddik. From now on, be a tzaddik. After you're a tzaddik, now is a tzaddik. Feel bad for the past. Which besides being amazing advice, is really the only way to do it. Because till you're a tzaddik, you don't fully feel bad for the stuff you did in the past. The Yisrael of Rosh Hashanah before Yom Kippur is its eat first, start fresh and new. Because I can't, I have so many ways you could. With all Averis, with all your Averis, it's possible to be start fresh. But I have so many ways, you could be a tzaddik. Zotim and Cheschenech, he says, he's a tzaddik Omer, but he didn't do tshuva, Shaykh. It's Shaykh with all Averis, because if it's not Shaykh, if the requirement was first do tshuva, nobody's ever doing tshuva. If the requirement before you move on, deal with the past, nobody's ever moving on. I have such a load. If you tell me all that, as if nobody could ever move on. You're stuck. You can't go anywhere. First, there's the possibility you could be a tzaddik gomer. Harizem kudashes. Why? Because today, this second, he's a tzaddik gomer. It's shayach. In the last 10 minutes, I became a tzaddik gomer. That's it. I have a virus. I have to deal with them. Hashem's going to put out. It's true. I, Harizem kudashes, tzaddik gomer. Why? Because from now on, I'm a tzaddik gomer. And it's shayach. I love virus. But it's still on my record. That's your record, not white clean. You're a tzaddik who has a record. They'll stand up for you with Allah kibudim of tzaddik, with all tzchar of tzaddik, with stuff on your record. You want to white clean the record after you're a tzaddik in tshuva. El Rabbeisa is the time to be a tzaddik. In Klal Yisrael, Elul, the whole month of Elul, Ani l'doidi v'doidi li, Elul's of Shat leading up to Rosh Hashanah, I become a tzaddik. With all my past, Elul, I'm a tzaddik. Elul is the pshat, I go back to being tzaddik. With all my past, not dafka tshuva, in Klal Yisrael, the minute during Elul, people keep chumras, they don't keep all year round. It's not necessary to be tshuva. People have been hagim, they have a tzaddik. They're more makbid on minyanim, they learn with more asmud than they learned before. Elul is the pshat of a tzaddik. Aye, but I have all these averis, tshuva. First, kaidim kol be tzaddik. Be a tzaddik. And come Rosh Hashanah, the din is going to be a tzaddik omer. Oh, but the stuff of my cheshbon. Oh, now you're a tzaddik. Oh, now you're ready to do tshuva. Now you could do tshuva. Now Pasha, as a tzaddik, you're ready to say, look back at the past. You've already come out from under the past. You've already changed who you are. You've already been a sapich le'ishacher, to a new man. You're a tzaddik. Now as a tzaddik, you say, Rabbeinu Shlomo, Shabbat, look at my record. Now as a tzaddik, I fully comprehend how bad all the things I did were. I even come in, as much as I thought in the past, I comprehend better. And now as a tzaddik, stam, it's easier to do tshuva. I'm not stuck in that rut, I'm a tzaddik now. I have stuff in my past, but I'm a tzaddik. Rabbeinu Shlomo, I come before as a tzaddik. As a tzaddik, I come, Hashem listens to me as a tzaddik also, tzaddikim also. Kaidim kol be a tzaddik, and it's possible. We say in davening, we say, Hashiveinu avinu l'sarasecha, return us to your Torah, v'karveinu malkeinu l'avidasecha, bring us close to your avida. And then we say, Hashem wants, accepts tshuva. Please pass the siddur. Thank you. I can know the translation also. We say as follows, Hashiveinu avinu l'sarasecha, bring us back, our father, to your Torah. V'karveinu malkeinu l'avidasecha, and bring us near our king to your service. V'achzireinu b'shuvah shleima, and influence us to return in complete repentance before you. I cannot have said it that way, wow. Gevaldik. So we say, bring us back to Torah, bring us to Avodah, and return us to tshuva. It's out of order. Kaidim kol, I should say, let me do it. I'm Averis. First of all, return me to tshuva. Nachdem, I'll sit in front of my Gemara, and I'll be over you. First tshuva, all my Averis, no. B'davkin davening, first we say Hashiveinu avinu l'sarasecha, return me to Torah. Nachdem davoideh. Afterwards, now I'm an Eved Hashem. Now I'm a tzaddik. Nachdem. Afterwards, v'achzireinu b'tshuva shalom fanecha. Afterwards, I'm a tzaddik already, and I could be a tzaddik already. With all my past, I can become a tzaddik. The person has the yicholus. Afterwards, v'achzireinu b'tshuva shalom fanecha. Afterwards. The difficulty of becoming a tzaddik, there's a pasuk in Kayelis, it says as follows. The pasuk says, Smach bachar b'yaldasecha, youth, party in your youth, be happy. Chase joy and fun, all the things that look so merry. Run around, lebedik, don't sit in the base of mesh. Smach bachar, party away. V'yetivcha libcha, make sure to satisfy your heart. Your heart desires this, that, fill it up. More doggies, more of this, fill it up, let's go. This is what's important. Be made by Chesech while you're yet young. Whatever your heart tells you, your heart says, party, let's go, Levedik, party away. Whatever you see something that looks tempting, grab. Don't think. It looks tempting, go for it. Yetzar is obviously this pasuk representing the Yetzar. Then the pasuk, the same pasuk. It's Perek Yud Aleph in Koyelis. Pasuk test. V'dab, you should know, ki al kol eile, for all these things that you do, yivyachu elikim b'mishpat, Hashem's going to punish you for it. You know, the people, there's a problem. I've got, what's that called when a person has like a dual personality? Schizophrenia. There's schizophrenia. There's such a thing called a person has a, you know, he's not sure who he is. He's such a machlul, rachman ul-tzlan. You have a pasuk. Which side is this pasuk on? Party away, go crazy. Vidab, you should know you're going to get punished for all this. Yeah. Is the pasuk on this side or that side? Which side is the pasuk? The Gemara in Shabbos and Samach Gimel Beis asked the Kasha. The Gemara is bothered by the Kasha. Reiz Hashem, we're starting the sixth parak, Yaakov and I. We're going to learn it very soon. Beginning of the sixth parak. The Shabbos, the Gemara asked this Kasha. Is the pasuk, whose side is the pasuk on? Is the Eitzahara talking, the Eitzahara talking? Pashup shot in the Gemara, the Gemara's answer is, it's the debate, it's the internal debate that rages. The Yetzahara speaks at the beginning of the Pasuk, and Bidah is the Yetzatayv's voice. Notice the Yetzatayv gets the second voice, not the first. The one who gets more words also is the Yetzahara. Kitzur, the Yetzahara is the beginning, the Pasuk is schizophrenia, it's the schizophrenia that exists in all of us. The beginning is the Yetzahara, who screams at us, party, party, and that end, Bidah, hello, hello. Kailash, you're still there? You tuned out already. We spaced out after a little while, so maybe we tuned out. But if anybody's still on the dot, please remember that part of the shiur already. You spaced this all year, the shiur, the Yetzirah. But if you stay tuned, if you listen to the attention, if Kailash will keep his attention span, he gets there at the end of the bus, the Yetzirah talks. And the Yetzirah at the end says, Vidah, Please remember that you're going to get punished for all this. That's the Gemara learns. Pashup Shat Gemara. But the Dumb the Magid says Pshat, that it's Kodshay Kodshay. Pshat you remember your whole life. He says Pshat in this Pasuk different. He explains it in the Gemara. But he says different Pshat in the Pasuk. He says the Pasuk is no schizophrenia. The entire Pasuk is the Yetzirah. V'daz the Yetzirah talking. And I want to explain to you, our Averis have a very loud voice. I don't know if you know this, Averis talk. I don't know, I can't speak, you are Averis Mestal? A lot of them has no Averis. Entire island. But I know my Averis talk very loudly. And the worse my Averis, the worse loudly they talk. The real bad Averis have a deep and very loud voice. Very, very loud. The smaller Averis have a little lighter voice. A little more feminine, a little lighter, it's not as loud. But the good Averis have mamish, these powerful voices, very loud. Different types of Averis. They all have good voices. I want to tell you what every Averis says. Averis talks. Zot the Dubna Magid, the Yetzirah, the Averis says is the whole pasuk. The Yetzirah says, party, go crazy. Then after you do it, you give in, Rahman, after you give in, the Yetzirah says, Kalish, keep in mind, you're going to get punished for this. You know when he says that? Then you want to learn Seder, comes an Elul's man. You're ready to learn. He says, Kalish, remember what you did this summer? Keep it, you're going to think you learned, you don't remember all you did. Vida, don't you remember you're going to come to judgment day? What are you wasting your time? Who are you fooling? You're going to learn that all summer long. You were listening to the beginning of the pasuk. Smach bach bi al dusecha, yitim chalimcha bi yimei bach dusecha, v'halech v'darchi libecha, v'marei necha, and you were mamish on that shir you were herving. You were mamish mekayim nashir, mamish alechumras. You were yaitzizai, we were such a shidduch, it was great. You were listening to all my shmuz, and whew, great, you were running back, gewaldig. Kalish, you're great. Now you're ready to learn? Vida, remember, you're coming to judgment, or you're wasting your time. You're going to learn? Vida, don't keep in mind, ki akol leili v'yechol akim b'mishvat. Don't, who are you fooling? Ha, you're learning? And the bad Averis scream very loud, say, Kalish, you did it. I would speak out more exact. I'm a little embarrassed. But Ravni, that's to say Averis grab. But I'm not going to say specific, but the Yetzirah says, Kalish, you're learning? Ha, that is a real funny thing. He could talk now, but listen, as I'm giving the shmooze loudly, he'll say, ha, you're saying a shmooze, Kalish? He's laughing even louder than that. Kitzer, I don't want to say too much. The Yetzirah talks very loudly, our Averis talk very loudly. And they say, Vida, please keep in mind all that you did. Please don't forget it for a second. That's what Averis screaming at us. Rav Dan Segel says, and I say this very often, and it's amazingly true, that he says, the Yetzirah gets every single person who can get one very ugly Avera, that Mishunadik ugly, and he uses that Avera the rest of your life. If I remember, Rav Dan Segel says, Hashem allows him to let you be Nechshel. He says, somebody has to ask Rav Dan an exact invocation, you have to ask a Yidun, a Shaykh as to what's going on. Shemayim. But he says, Rav Dan Segel says, and once he gets that bad Avera, then he uses it the rest of your life. And the rest of your life, that voice, that Avera has the loudest, powerful, booming voice that mamish echoes, mamish gewaldig deep. There's no chaz in the world about such a voice. Mamish, Eisen. And that voice pounds away at you and says, ha, who are you fooling? Who are you fooling? You think you're going to, don't you remember what you did? Ha! You faker, you fraud. Who are you fooling? Vidak! On everything you did, you're coming to Mishvah. Keep in mind what you did. Don't forget. Don't be a tzaddik. That voice says that the Minchas Chinuch is wrong. That the Rambam is wrong. That the Gemara is wrong. That voice says there is no Kedushin. Because remember, you didn't do tshuva. You had that chet. It's there. It's a yeshua to be a tzaddik. Deal with that chet. Until you deal with it, you can't go anywhere. That's what that voice yells. And that voice is Sheker because it was a lie. Because you could be a tzaddik. But that voice says you can't go weiter. That voice says there is no moving on. That voice doesn't know this Minchas Chinuch. That voice screams at you, there's no chance of being a tzaddik. It always bothered me. It says somebody does tshuva me'ava, all his averis become mitzvahs. Somebody does tshuva me'ava, his averis become mitzvahs. So it bothers me, Akasha. A guy did 10 averis, then he does tshuva. So okay, so he's a pretty big tzaddik. He has 10 mitzvahs on his credit now. The guy who did 100 averis, that's tshuva. He has 100 mitzvahs. So the worse he was, the better he is today. He did the same tshuva. He should have chapped around another averis. He'd be better off today. Shucks! The guy sits there, he's a tired guy. He's like, oh man, I should have eaten that chaylo. Come on, it's fun. Shucks! I have another mitzvah, my cheshbon. What? Where's the justice? Where's the svara here? Oh, but the pshat is, if every aveir is a voice, who had a harder time doing tshuva? The one who had more aveirs had a lot louder and more voices fighting from doing tshuva. The more aveirs he had, with the louder the voice. If Afilu, again, such a loud, screaming, pounding voice, you did tshuva, you taka deserve more schar. You have 100 aveirs, then you had such a call, such a choir of voices, such a taram. What a symphony you had in your mind, and you still, with all those voices, say, Keresh, be real, come on. Come on, be real. And it was so loud, screaming so loudly, be real, you taka deserve more schar. And compared to the one who had 8 aveiros, and the one who had 100 aveiros, the 8 aveiros guy had a certain loud voice, and he didn't listen to that voice and still said, I could be a tzaddik from now on. And the guy who had 100 aveiros still was a tzaddik. The one at 100 aveiros had a harder time being a tzaddik. Because that's pushing an assignment to being a tzaddik. An assignment to being a tzaddik is that voice says you can't really do it. The voice doesn't want us to believe. It wants us to believe this vidah. It wants us to be stuck under the weight of all our aveiros. It wants us to be so overwhelmed with our aveiros that there's no possibility that feeling of freshness, of a schadshus, of I could be different, if I could be stark, he doesn't want us to have that. Because he knows when you have that feeling, but when you have a mellow, when you have a new schadshus, that Yetzirah knows you're going to taka do a tshuva shlema. You'll taka afterwards. So what he does is he says, no, you can't have that schadshus till you deal with that there. It's on you, it's a burden on you, you can't have a new beginning. Yeah, sure. Hey, who you fooling? And our avodas El is to say, no, I could be a tzaddik. The mazel of Elul, I said over in our shia, the mazel of Elul is a besula. Said, I once heard pshat, the reason why the mazel of Elul is besula, that's why the mazel of the month of Elul is a besula, is the nekud that we could go back to our purity. A besula means, despite all her mistakes in her life, she's still a besula. She's still a pure person. She's still a tehira. And it means with all that we have the koyach of Elul, we can still be a besula. Mit alach atoyim, there's the possibility to be fresh and pure again. To be unfiled by foreigners, by zarim, by nish zar, unfiled. Once again, pure, besula. That's the koyach of Elul. That's the koyach of Elul. That there is the possibility of being a tzaddik. With all the baggage I have, I can take all the baggage, take it off my back, put it on the side for a moment. I'll deal with it. I'm going to have a seris mitshuva, but I can take it off my back. I can feel fresh and new and be a tzaddik. A tzaddik wears stuff off my back. It's much easier when it's not on your back. I'm an ishacher. But there's one dinner I say. As an ishacher, this will discuss a seris mitshuva. You have to do tshuva for another guy. It's a fascinating thing. You're an ishacher. There's a very fascinating thing. You're a new person. El is the pshat, I'm a new person. Any people, your internal voice could say who you're fooling, your friend could say who you're fooling, your mother could say who you're fooling, your parents wouldn't say. But anybody they want could say who you're fooling. Anybody they want could say that. I'm not fooling anybody, I'm an ish chadash. Elul's the kayach, I'm a new person, I'm a tzaddik. I'm a tzaddik. Then there's a funny thing, he's an ishacher now. Then there's a funny thing. As an ishacher who's a tzaddik, you have to do tshuva for a different person. This is one of your requirements as a tzaddik. That other person was a guy. The Daniel Kalish after El has to do tshuva for some other guy. His name happens to also be Daniel Kalish. He doesn't live anymore. He's been long put in the past. But for him, it's very easy to do tshuva. No, for him, no problem at all. It's not a way anymore. As a tzaddik now, I could say, and this is the avodas of Aseis Mitzvah, we'll speak about it then. Then, very easy, I need to do tshuva for this other person. Funny deal, Avram Lo, no? I have to do tshuva for another guy. Hashem, the laws of Xeris HaKosav, that's what Hashem requires. But as a tzaddik, as an ishacher, and I could be a tzaddik. That's our avodah during Elul. Our avodah in Elul is not to listen to all these voices. To pay very, very, very little attention to all these voices, no matter how loud or quiet. If they're very quiet, dim voice, don't pay attention to it. If it's a loud and shrieking voice, don't pay attention to it. I have this on my record, that on my record, don't pay attention. Today I can be a tzaddik. I need l'doy, y'vdoy, y'li. Besula. Today I can go back, purity. Today I can go back. Now I can be a tzaddik. Now I live like a tzaddik, and that's my month of Elul. I come to Yimei Adin, to Rosh Hashanah, as the Ksiva Sadin. For me, I'll talk and get a chesima today, because Sadiq and Gemurim get their Ksiva and chesima on Rosh Hashanah. get it seen as a tzaddik. So I say, tshuva is not a guest, still the tshuva. Still the tshuva, mistam is still the tshuva. You do have a mitzvah that exists in parashat itself in the tshuva. Say vidui, shtar to be makvid. Something comes out of the shmuz, tama, halacha l'maisa, people should do vidui dvarim. That's all good and well. Gval, that's a mitzvah d'oraisa. But first is a new person. First is an ish tzaddik. That's one aspect of tshuva. We'll stop here. Believe that the next week we'll speak about another aspect of tshuva. We'll stop here.